A report released by Surgeon General David Satcher finds disparities in access to quality mental health among racial groups. The study is called Mental Health, Culture, Race, and Ethnicity. It examines how race and culture may keep some minorities from seeking and receiving appropriate care. Dr. Satcher joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the report's findings?
Well, the report finds that while there is no evidence that there are major differences in severity or prevalence of mental disorders among different racial and ethnic groups, there are major differences in terms of access to mental health services, in terms of utilization of services, as well as the quality of the services provided for members of minority groups such as African Americans, American Indians, Asian Americans, and Hispanics.
Do different minority groups encounter different problems in seeking help?
Yeah, the problems seem to be greatly related to cultural differences. For example, the Asian Americans are least likely to seek help for mental disorders in the first place because the issue of stigma seems to hit hardest in that group. African Americans haven't experienced racism and discrimination, history of slavery, have more distrust of the system and therefore are least likely to seek services in the outpatient setting early, but are often seen when the problem is most severe and are more likely, therefore, to be in inpatient institutions. So there are differences. Our Hispanics obviously have a major problem with language, and they are more likely to use folk healers in their own communities. On the other hand, American Indians, very small population, major problem with depression, suicide is 50% higher among American Indians than among the majority population. So there are differences in terms of how cultural differences impact upon access to quality mental health services.
What about mental health itself? Does culture, the beliefs and values of a particular group influence mental health?
Yeah, we believe that cultural values influence how mental disorders present, if you will. In other words, mental disorders are often related to chemical changes in the brain, but how they present can relate significantly to the interaction between one's culture and the rest of society. So the environment can influence chemical changes in the brain.
Can you give a brief example?
Well, again, if you take American Indians, whose populations were reduced by over 90% over a period of time, and many of them, of course, still live on the reservations over one half. In that population, depression is a major issue, and therefore suicide among the young between ages of 15 and 24 is a major issue in this population. But we believe it has a lot to do with the environment in terms of the reservation and the loss of history and the loss of ancestry in so many cases.
What then are your recommendations, just briefly?
Well, we have three major recommendations. The first major recommendation is the need to really intensify the research in terms of the relationship between culture and mental health. Another recommendation is the need to really train more mental health specialists from these racial and ethnic groups. And a third recommendation is to change the mental health system such that there's a more community-based approach to mental health services so that we involve these communities in their mental health. As long as we don't have adequate representation from these groups among mental health specialists, the best approach is to make the services more community-based so that religious groups and others in these communities have the kind of input that's needed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dr. David Satcher is Surgeon General of the United States.